Y'all, you know how hard it is. You know how you felt when you didn't have no money and no record deal. Why are you gonna try to destroy another nigga career? Don't do that. Represent by example. I'm not saying my lifestyle is the best. I'm saying this is the lifestyle most lived by the most motherfuckers out there.
Whilst the Shakurs landed in the city of Marin, Tupac would soon find himself immersed in hot water. The travelling lifestyle to which he had been continually exposed was now beginning to have an adverse effect on the prodigious youngster, and within months of settling in the city, he made the decision to leave the family home and fell into the unforgiving arms of homelessness. A downward spiral was at this point set in motion, eventually culminating in him taking up residence with a nearby drug dealer. Tupac himself became reliant upon drug dealing to supply an income. Subsequent interviews with Tupac about this period in his life see him freely admitting that his departure from Baltimore, and more specifically leaving behind his vocational education at the School of Arts, was the crucial component in his diversion from the straight and narrow. He was forced to absorb another body blow when he discovered his stepfather, Mutulu Shakur, had been convicted for his part in a 1981 armed robbery and, as a result, jailed for a total of 60 years. Tupac, however, showing the kind of resilience that would characterize his developing career as a rapper, rose above such misfortune. His rapping skills were continuing to flourish, and he had begun to compile a catalogue of rap lyrics. Indeed, he even managed to secure the services of his first manager, one Layla Steinberg. It was at this time he assembled his first band, entitled Strictly Dope, with several of his peers, and the band went on to record an unreleased album with TNT Records. It was Tupac as an individual, though, whose talent was transporting him to high places. His abilities as a dancer, cultivated in Baltimore, were also about to be recognized thanks to Steinberg and her introduction of him to Shock G, member of the band Digital Underground. Based in Berkeley, this rap collective ultimately achieved Grammy nominations, but they were unaware that in the process they were also contributing yet further to the history of rap music by giving a young Tupac Shakur his first big break. In 1989, at the tender age of 18, he was invited by Shock G to join the band on tour, ostensibly as a roadie and dancer. But, as it transpired, there would be so much more to be gained from his association with the band. His vast gifts as a rapper were duly noted, and Shock G, suitably impressed, granted him the opportunity to appear alongside the band on their next recording. Tupac was about to make the leap from raw talented rookie to that of professional rapper, and it was a move he would make with awesome ease. If anything was to hold him back, it would be his tough guy reputation, which was proliferating at a relentless rate, and he was rapidly becoming a focus of the law wherever he travelled. In fact, he had been arrested on no less than 8 occasions before he left his teenage years behind. His artistic reputation, then, was growing in almost identical proportion to that of his felonious record. Surely, though, the latter couldn't affect the former, or could it?